Hey y'all, I am super excited for today's episode. I know over this past season, I have had amazing guests on and they shared a lot of profound information and nuggets of wisdom. And today's episode is no different. Although I will say this is probably my favorite episode I've ever recorded. And I know I'm a little biased because my guest today is my teenage son. He'll be sharing his perspective on what it's like to have had a working mom throughout his entire life. We'll be touching on things like working mom guilt and how to balance or blend work and life. And honestly, his own fresh perspective of it all. He'll be spilling the tea and dishing out truth. So this is an episode you don't want to miss. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through. Until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, welcome back to Working Mom Moments. I am so excited for today's episode because I have a very special guest in the studio, aka my office. My special guest today is my son, Baron. Hey, Baron.
Hi.
I'm so excited for you to be on the show today because I think you can provide a very unique and important perspective for working moms all across the world. Well, the country, at least. Yeah. And I know we have some listeners in the Philippines and in Canada, all over the world, actually. So I'm excited for you to be able to share your perspective. And just so that everybody knows, this is not a rehearsed show by any means. He has no idea even what I'm going to be asking him. There's no pre-rehearsed questions and answers. And he is going to give his honest feedback and whatever answer comes to mind. So Baron, the hot seat jumps over to you. You're 14 years old. You're my oldest child.
Yeah.
How do you like being the oldest?
It's fun, especially with a bunch of little brothers.
There's a lot of them, aren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. You are my right hand. You always help. Today, what were you doing on the snow day that we had today?
Oh yeah, so today we were, I was making chocolate chip pancakes while you we're making like a bunch of bacon, eggs, kind of like a brunch type thing today.
Heck yes, while enjoying my coffee at the same time.
Yeah.
We were tag teaming it. I sure appreciate all that you do around the house, Baron. And that leads me to probably the first part of our interview today. What do you think is most stressful for a working mom in the morning?
Probably kids don't have their stuff ready.
Has that ever happened at our house?
Yes, it's like every morning.
Are you usually the culprit?
No, I'm always like the first one. I'm the first one that goes out the door first. And then the other boys go like 20 minutes later.
Oh my goodness. Do you remember back when we used to take kids to daycare?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And like all the different bags that we had to carry in case somebody like had an accident in their clothes and all the things.
Yeah.
I used to feel so guilty, or I struggled a lot when you guys were in daycare because I would be like, oh, you're there for 8 or longer hours in a given day. You know, I'll feel terrible if they're there a minute longer than they have to be.
Yeah.
Thinking back, I know it's probably hard for you to remember daycare or even like after school programming. Did you enjoy it or did you wish that you were home?
I kind of enjoyed it and kind of already like trust the workers there. So like you don't really think about like when you're that young, you don't really think about the people that like your mom, your dad or something as much. You're kind of just focused on like what you're doing in school.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. Or like what's in front of you at daycare. You're yeah. just so engrossed in what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's so funny because do you know what overthinking is?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever overthink?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I overthink all the time. And I think a lot of working moms do the same thing where we are overthinking things of like, oh my gosh, I need to pick him up like right at 5 o'clock or I'll be a terrible mother if I don't pick him up at 5 o'clock where you're explaining that you were just focused on whatever was in front of you. And when mom showed up, cool.
Yeah. And like, when you're young too, you can't really tell time. So like you kind of just like go with everything.
So, okay. With that in mind, and you know that moms are kind of struggle with, you know, I feel this pull that I should be with my kids more. I should pick them up right away as soon as possible. And if I'm late, oh gosh, I might be a bad mom. But what you're saying is, hey, I'm just enjoying what's in front of me right now.
Yeah.
If you had to give advice to a working mom about that, what would you say?
I would say probably don't worry like as much because your kid like won't like they're kind of just like especially when they're young they kind of just focus on what's in front of them like we just talked about.
I think that's great advice and I think for me you provide a lot of perspective, Baron, because you were my first and we walked through daycare together and then school and now middle school and then high school coming up and so I look back on those years and think, oh my gosh, I got flustered. When it wasn't that big of a deal, right? Especially to you, because I was worried, oh my gosh, well, what is Baron going to think if I don't pick him up right away? Or, oh my gosh, is he, you know, is he counting down the minutes for me to arrive right after school or right after kids club? And so I think that's great perspective. Okay, so I want you to think, not necessarily working mom, just in general, what is your favorite memory of you and me?
I would say probably recently, like, I love when we go to the outlet malls. Like, especially when you save up and go to the outlet malls. There's so many cool stores there around our area, too. So, yeah, and just going to different places.
So, like, in the car, driving around, going to stores or shopping or just doing something, like, out and about.
Yeah.
Especially the outlet malls. I agree. Yeah. I love shopping, so that works for me, too. Is that what you're hinting at we should do this weekend?
Probably.
Okay, so your favorite memory of me has nothing to do with necessarily how much time or going on this huge vacation or doing something like super special. It's really about everyday life.
Yeah, but vacations are still a big one too.
I agree. I love it.
Forgot about that one.
Oh yeah, I love a good vacation too. I love a good vacation. Okay, so your memories, when you think back, you think about just normal parts of life. And I often think about this as like living life together. Mm-hmm. When kids are little, you have to do everything for them, right?
Yeah.
You have to feed them. You have to change their diaper. And as they get older and older, they can do more for themselves.
Yeah.
And that allows us to live life together
mm-hmm.
and experience it together.
Yeah.
Being more intentional about the time that we have together because you are like, we drive around in the car a lot, don't we?
Because especially with like sports and activities and a bunch of that stuff. And in the next year, or this year, you're going to have to be picking up from 3 different schools.
Thank you for the reminder. It's so true. So we have to spend a lot of time in the car, which reminds me, my 10-year-old, oh gosh, 11-year-old vehicle now. I'm looking for an upgrade. It's time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost 200,000 miles on that baby.
Hey.
Hey, we got our money's worth. So the important times, spending regular life, just doing life together, right? It doesn't have to be grand or fabulous or over the top or, you know, you have to, we always think about the bucket list, right?
Oh,
that
we
put together. So we put together a lot of just like average things, like let's go walk around Christmas lights
especially in the summer, like fishing, going to like different pools and water parks and probably going for like an evening walk. I don't know.
Yeah. I love those examples, Baron, because those are just average parts of life. being a working mom, we think, oh, we've been gone all day. You know, if we were a stay-at-home mom, maybe I would be doing so many more things with my kids and they would enjoy their time with me more. When in reality, it's just about living life together. It doesn't mean that one life is better than another. It doesn't have to be the expensive things. It doesn't have to be the grand trips, although we do love a good vacation, don't we? But it is about truly living life together. And so that reminds me, I travel a little bit for my work, don't I?
Yeah.
And so when I travel, I've had to miss a couple of your sports or school stuff.
Yeah.
When you think about those times, you know, what are your thoughts about that? Does it crush you? Does it hurt your feelings? And it's okay to be honest if that's, you know, how you feel as well.
Well, it kind of depends because, like, for sports, like, if you make a huge play while you guys are out of town, I kind of feel bad. But then, like, it takes a little bit of time. But then, like, I tell you everything, and if someone got a video, I might get that and show you.
Oh, heck yes. That's why I always love to send a friend or somebody else at least, or some of your team members. If I know their parents, that's always helpful. They can send me a video, so I feel like I'm there. As working moms, at times, we feel guilty when we end up missing an activity, whether it's school or a sports, because we might have a meeting that runs late, or we might have to work over the weekend, or whatever our schedule shifts look like. We may have to miss an event here or there. And there's a lot of guilt and like pressure that we put on ourselves because we can't be there all of the time.
I would probably say just like, don't worry about it. And it's fine if you miss.
For me, one of the most important things as a mother to her child is that I want to make sure you know that you are loved. You are appreciated. I value you. You are unique and special in your own way. And I want you to grow up knowing you have unconditional love. Like there's nothing you could do that would make me stop loving you. And at times, if I were to miss a program or to miss an activity, whether it was for work or because we have so many children, I worried about how that impacted you. Did you feel less loved? Did you still know how much I cared about you? And that's what I would ask you. Like, when I had to miss those events, and it's been a few, it hasn't been a ton of them, but I have had to miss some. Did that, in your eyes or your heart, seem like I didn't love you as much?
No, because I know that, like, you have, like, something to do or work, and I know that, like, it's all right.
Okay, so I'm going to switch gears here. You have grown up your entire life. I have always worked and been a mom, right? Yeah. So I've done both. Do you have any memories of my work growing up or even here recently, like, how you've seen me kind of weave you guys into my work life?
Yeah. I remember it was a while. I was kindergarten. First day of like kids club, like something I could go to the gym after school. First day, I was sad because it was right after school. I thought I was going home, but then I was actually going to kids club. But then after, like, I think after like the second day or something, I got used to it and I was like, oh, this is going to be the rest of the year. I can do this.
Did you like it? Do you remember if you liked it?
Yeah, I have a lot of memories with that too. I made a lot of friends there.
That's awesome. I think that's a benefit, right? Of being a working mom and having, you know, additional care after school or before school is that you get to make new friends that you might not, that weren't in your classroom.
Yeah, they were a grade or two above me.
Yeah, it gave you that opportunity to meet other people and kind of become more independent as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the benefits of being a working mom is that I have the chance to kind of blend work and my family life, right? It's not at 5 o'clock I stop thinking about work and I'm only present with the kids. I'm pretty present with you, I feel, for the most part in the evenings. But, you know, there's times I might pop downstairs into my office, right, and say, I just got to finish a couple of things, or dad might do that too. But other times, you know, that allows me then to flex you guys into my work life and work into my home life. You recently came to my office.
Oh, yeah. So I went to her office on, like, I can't remember what it was, but it was a few weeks ago. And I went to her office. It was, like, midday on a Friday. So it was, like, cool to see everyone working and, like, the office. like while it's in session or something like that.
Yeah, well, it was like busy and active with people there. What was the cool part? Did you enjoy meeting the people that I talk about at home? Like sometimes we talk about the people we work with at home.
Yeah, it was cool to meet them.
And then on the flip side, I know that my team enjoyed meeting you and being able, because I talk about you guys a lot at school. At school. I talk about you guys a lot at work, and I know they enjoyed meeting you as well. Okay, let me ask you this. Did you ever wish that your mom was a stay-at-home mom, that I would have stayed home with you?
No, because we go on a lot of vacations, and I really enjoy that. So, and I like, someone, I don't know, I just like people stay productive or whatever, because you might, like, not know what to do during the day. So, like, it's good to stay productive.
That's a great point. And I did not load you up with any answers to these questions. As a reminder, you are coming up with these all on your own, and I love it. So I was really throwing myself out there asking you that question. But I know throughout, I don't know if you remember, throughout your childhood, I've always said, oh, are you guys okay? Do you wish mom stayed home? Do you wish that I worked? And I have always said since you were little, I'm like, well, if mom works, we get to go on vacations. And so that's been always the underlying theme, right?
Yeah.
Is that if mom works, we get to go on vacation. So I think, you know, it was a handful of years ago. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't work anymore. And it was a resounding no and wails and screaming of no, stay at work. We want to go on vacations.
Or travel.
We get to travel. That's right. What's your favorite place that we've traveled?
We've been to Arizona a lot of times, and that's my favorite.
Ooh, that's a good example of working, blending work and life, because we would never have gone to Arizona so many times if it wasn't for the fact that I had satellite offices or other locations for our company that had me go out there so often, and I wanted to bring you guys out there because I enjoyed it so much.
I just liked the huge, like, I wouldn't say kind of mountains, kind of mixed mountains and hills, but I like those, how red they are, and like the heat too, because during the winter time, it's so cold. Cause right now the snow's like a foot tall right now. It's like 2 or 3 feet tall right now outside, right? Like as of right now.
Oh my goodness, yes. And this will probably replay in a couple of weeks here, but right now you guys have had 3 days of no school because of snow.
Yeah.
This week I was in Texas. I was out of town for 2 of those days, wasn't I?
Yeah.
And I was kicking myself, you know, speaking of working mom guilt a little bit, I was in Texas at one of our locations for work, and they had 2 snow days. So dad stayed home with y'all and mom was working away over in a different state. And I kept thinking, oh gosh, I feel bad. I wish I was there with you guys.
Yeah.
And sure enough, we had plenty of snow when I came back to enjoy. What did we make this morning?
Where did you say this?
We did.
Yeah.
Puppy show?
Oh, no. We made puppy show.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about puppy
show. That's right. You're right.
The pancakes, the eggs, the eggs.
Okay, see, you know what we're doing better than I do. So this morning then, that allowed us to have kind of a slower morning and enjoy the snow. And we're gonna go sledding at some point this weekend as well.
Hopefully. For Christmas, I got a GoPro, and I want to, like, kind of test that out more.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to get some good video footage.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty soon we'll have a vlog then. We don't need to just have a podcast. We'll have a vlog.
Yeah.
You going to start that?
Probably.
Okay.
I have like 2 channels, so.
Women can do a lot of things. We can work. We can take care of our kids. We can raise children. We can grow children. Magical powers, right, in our belly. But at the same time, we need help.
Yeah.
And so that might mean a housekeeper. That might mean asking for help from our kids.
And as kids get older, they're like, as they get older, chores will start to come in, and they will, they'll be able to help out more, like you were just saying.
Absolutely. So how do I communicate what your chores are?
So basically we have this huge, not really huge, it's kind of like the screen, and it tells you like calendar, chores, and we have like our chores on there, and it'll say the type of like chores we need to get done. And then we can just like press a button, and it'll check it off.
So then I can check to make sure that you guys got your chores done.
Yeah.
And then it tells you all the calendar activities of what we're doing that day. It really helps to keep us on the same page. But, you know, you're exactly right. Baron went there, and I didn't even have to tell him to go there. But as your children do get older, even at the age of like 2 or 3, they can help bring things over to the dishwasher. Or they can take ownership and be responsible for things.
Like pick up, probably like start, like at that age too, like start picking up things like they left out or whatever, and telling them to like kind of put it away.
That's exactly right. And I tell you guys to do that all the time, don't I?
Yeah.
Do I like a clean house?
Oh yeah.
What's the downside of having a working mom?
Well, I wouldn't say really just a downside. Just kind of like trust, you know? And like, I don't know, just have some trust.
Did I have trust?
No, like we have trust.
That I'm going to take care of you?
Yeah, just have trust in your kid and yourself.
Ooh, that's a great piece of advice. And ladies, I'm going to end on that note. Baron, I appreciate your insight. You provided a lot of fun detail. You didn't throw me under the bus,
yeah,
which was great. You didn't tell all those stories that we don't want to tell. I'm just kidding. One day I'll have you back and you can really tell all the things, right? I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next working mom moment, have a beautiful day.